This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the last major primary before Super Tuesday. Michigan, and they're voting today. President Biden and Donald Trump are strong favorites to win there, but Trump rival Nikki Haley is asking supporters there to stick with her.
I will continue to take the cuts and the bruises and the pain and the insults because I think America's worth it.
Nikki Haley in Grand Rapids, Michigan last night. There's reaction this morning to President Biden's comments about Israel's war with Hamas.
President Joe Biden says that Israel is ready to temporarily pause its war in Gaza if a hostage deal is reached.
My national security advisor tells me that we're close. We're close. It's not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday, we'll have a ceasefire.
Biden spoke to reporters in New York Monday night after taping Late Night with Seth Meyers. Israeli officials say Biden's comments came as a surprise and were not made in coordination with Israeli leadership. Negotiators from the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are working on a framework deal. Hamas would free some of the dozens of hostages it holds in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners and a six-week halt in fighting. That timeline could include a ceasefire during the Muslim observance of Ramadan, which starts around March 10th. Hamas officials have indicated that optimism on a deal was premature. I'm Jennifer King.
There are reports that some Western countries may be considering sending troops to Ukraine to help it fight Russia. This morning, NATO says it has no plans to send troops to Ukraine. Germany and Poland also say they're not sending troops to Ukraine. President Biden's trying to fend off a government shutdown over financial issues. Today, he's meeting with the top four leaders in Congress. He also wants emergency aid for Ukraine and Israel. Three people have been arrested in the killing of a man on a New York City subway car last week. Police say he'd gotten into an argument with one of the suspects. This is AP News. Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial in New York is less than a month away.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg asking a judge for a partial gag order on Donald Trump to protect prosecutors, court staff, jurors, and witnesses, arguing the former president's attacks pose a significant threat to the trial starting March 25th. Trump continually denying charges involving alleged hush money payments to cover up affairs from voters.
It's an election interference case. Nobody's ever seen anything like it in this country. It's a disgrace.
The DA citing a surge in threats and messages, including leave Trump alone or Bragg will get assassinated. More than 600 emails and phone calls to his office. Julie Walker, New York.
Macy's will close 150 stores, it says, after posting a fourth quarter loss and declining sales. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.